Fourth parak of Ma'aseh Sheni, Mishnah Gimel. Continuing the halachas of redeeming one's food outside of Yerushalayim and evaluating the produce. This Mishnah is discussing the rule that if a Baal HaBayis redeems his own produce, he adds a fifth of the value. If I redeem somebody else's produce, then he just pay the face value. The Baal HaBayis Oymer B'Selah, V'Acha Oymer B'Selah. If the Baal HaBayis says he's willing to redeem this produce for a seller coin, and somebody else is willing to redeem it for a seller coin, Baal HaBayis Koydim, then he gets the preference. We have him redeem it. He's going to redeem it. He's going to have to add a fifth. So there's going to be more money for Ma'aseh Sheni. And we prefer to have more Ma'aseh Sheni money so that he can eat more Ma'aseh Sheni food in Yerushalayim. Baal HaBayis Oymer B'Selah. V'Acha Oymer B'Selah V'Isa. The Baal HaBayis says that he's going to redeem it for the value of the seller. And the other person says that he's going to pay a seller and an Iser. An Iser is a lot less than a fifth. It's a 1/96. Even so, as the seller is a koydim, you go by the bid of the one that's willing to pay more. Since he's offering a higher price on the principal, we prefer that because sometimes you can get out of paying the extra fifth. And person is redeeming his own Ma'aseh Sheni, he has to add his fifth, which is really a fourth because it means you add a fourth and then the extra fourth is one fifth. Like if you have four, you make it into five, and now that one is a fifth of the total amount. If I'm redeeming my own produce, whether I grew it or it's given to me as a gift, since it belongs to me now, and I'm redeeming my Ma'aseh Sheni, I have to add a fifth to the value when I'm redeeming it.